Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Looks like I'm having trouble with my intro. I clicked it and nothing's happening. So we're going to start the show. This is Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series. I'm on the air with Drew Jack, the promoter and owner of the Midwest Compact Touring Series. Hello, Drew.
Hi, Woody. How you doing today?
All right, man. How about you?
It's a typical Wednesday night. We've got a hole in our show tonight, but we're trying to fill it real quick. Dan Irvine had actually been scheduled to be our 8:30 guest tonight. He was actually called in to work, so he will not be joining us. We'll try to get him on next week. If everybody doesn't know, the 27 car is back in 2018. Do not know how much of a full schedule he's going to be running with us this year. They were actually on their way to Forest Cup before it got rained out this weekend, snowed out or cold out. They were going to be taking the Richardson Motorsports number A1 there to Lucas Oil this weekend. However, with it getting canceled, that put a bind on that. But Dan will be in the 27 car opening night at Kalamazoo. It'll be nice to see him in his own race car here in under 40 days. So we also got another special guest joining us tonight. We'll have to call you the bearded woman tonight because Melinda Russell is in Arizona visiting her family tonight. So the International Women's Motorsports Association's guest tonight will be none other than Diva Nicole DeVos. She'll be a semi-regular at the Midwest Compact Touring Series this year. And then our final guest tonight, out of Pennsylvania, Paul Coffler III finished 5th in points in the Midwest Ohio Series last year. We'll be running a full season and going for a championship this year in our East Division. So we got a pretty exciting show coming up today. And then I think my friend Woody is working on a special guest for the 8:30 hour today. Is that correct?
I just got him, and we're going to be excited to hear about this. Jason Seltzer, the mouth himself, Kalamazoo Speedway, the announcer. He will be on at 8:30 tonight. Talk about him, about the upcoming race at Kalamazoo Speedway. There's a little ongoing bet between him and you, Drew, and I have a feeling that you're going to get a nice belly full of steak for that one. And then we're going to talk about some other things that Jason's got on the books going on for 2018. So I'm excited about bringing Jason on board also.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to do some house cleaning here, Woody, first. We usually bring a guest right on within the first 5 minutes of the show. With Melinda being off tonight, we thought we'd take some time to kind of promote the Midwest Compact Touring Series, talk a little bit about what else is going on in the compact world, and a program note for next week. So we are good friends with the Twistlot Talk Live program that goes on each and every week. We'll let Jason talk about that a little bit later on tonight. They are officially moving to Wednesday night. Originally, our show was going to be Monday nights or Tuesday night. However, due to logistics with Redline Radio, who was very gracious enough to host us our first month while we were trying this out, we were obligated to Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. So we'll talk offline, but we'll definitely be coming on Tuesdays for the remainder of the 2018 season. And we also will be talking a partnership with the Twist Talk Live program here probably within the next month. We'll talk to Larry Richardson and Buddy Had their group about joining them. So we'll make one more final switch and do the Facebook Live thing because that works out quite very well.
Yes, the crowd that Twist Talk's got going on for them, it's something really cool. For those who remember the Mark Times back in the day, what Twist Talk's doing, and Jason's going to explain it a lot, is bringing the Mark Times to the time period we're at now and doing Facebook Live. So we're going to let Jason talk a lot about that, but that's going to be exciting that we're joining forces with them. And then,
absolutely,
of course, we've got we have our opening weekend coming up. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. That's where I was going. April 27th and April 28th, Kalamazoo Speedway, Berlin Raceway, both races are $1,000 to win. Jessica has been working extremely hard on trying to find some hotel locations for our traveling teams. I believe we have 8 Ohio teams, 4 Wisconsin, 2 teams from Minnesota, and 3 or 4 from Illinois coming down. So lots of travel, lots of distance. Of the 50 cars that were registered, 25 of them from out of state. So that says a lot about the pull the Midwest Compact Touring Series gives. So we'll be working on some information, keeping an eye out on MidwestCompactTouringSeries.com. Jessica will be posting some hotels where we would suggest to stay at between Berlin and Kalamazoo. So excited for this weekend. It's less than almost a month away, Woody. A lot of cars going out for practice. If you're living under a rock, a sister company, I guess you would say, the Vors Compact Touring Series, unfortunately, their race this weekend has been snowed out for the Vors Cup. If you tune in to their Monday night radio show, just go to vctsracing.com or VCTS on Compacts, or on Facebook, my bad. They'll put a link to their radio show on Mondays. I believe it's 7 o'clock Eastern time. They do it in studio. Dan Redman and Corey, the announcer, and whoever their special guest will be next week, they will make an announcement. Word is they are going to roll it into an existing race already. So that is good news, as they will not affect our opening weekend and being going head-to-head. So thank you to the VCTS group for keeping into consideration the Midwest Compact Touring Series season opener, April 27th and 28th, Dan Redman and Steve Vors, a good group of people. So we do have some R drivers that we participate on their events on our off nights. So we did see a couple of guys from VCTS run with us last year, and we're hoping to see a whole bunch more this year between our Ohio races and possibly another Michigan race coming, Woody. So some good times are going to roll this summer.
Excuse me there. Yeah, I've been working. We got one more event or one more track we're trying to get on the north. Try calling the promoter again tonight. No answer. So I'm going to be sending some messages out to them and some of the employees that work there to say, hey, contact me. We got to get this booked. So I'm excited about this if we get to book it.
Absolutely.
But I'm also...
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I'm also excited about our opening weekend, Kalamazoo Speedway. We got 50-plus cars that's going to be going there, registered already. Who registered this new this week? Do we have anybody new?
Really, I have been tied down with work over the last 3 days. I haven't really been able to put a lot of effort into it. Hopefully tomorrow, Thursday's evenings, I usually get a little bit more time. We'll put some effort into it, get some updated entry lists out tomorrow. Important announcement coming up here within like 10 seconds. If you guys need tires for the 2018 season, we will be placing our tire order some part next week. We do have about 30-40 tires being ordered through us. We'll arrange for a pickup time at the Kalamazoo Speedway before the season starts, or you can pick them up race night. So we'll be putting out some information on our Facebook page tomorrow. Tire prices are $90 for the first order. These are the cheapest 790s you'll find anywhere. And we're doing that as an appreciation to you guys. At the next order that we do, they will be $100 each for the remainder of the season. So get those tire orders out. I know there's a lot of teams ordering between 5-10 tires each team. So you don't have to be a member of the Midwest Compact Touring Series to take advantage of that. We're supporting all races to make sure that everybody is able to keep their costs down. So, Woody, one more announcement to come out. We talked about it last week. We have a brand new sponsor to the Midwest Compact Touring Series, Adams Auto, Adam Kirkowski. Regular with the Midwest Compact Touring Series, has put up some money to try to get us into that other Michigan track. If not, we're going to rotate that over to another speedway. So we are guaranteed to have one more $1,000 to win race added to the 2018 schedule. And I believe that makes six races paying $1,000 or more for 2018. So for a little four-cylinder class, that's pretty impressive.
That's some big money to win. We should, like I said, the racing is going to be some of the best you're going to see in 2018 with the traveling series we got going on here. And then another thing I'm excited about is the not just the quality of the drivers, but who our drivers are. Of the 50 drivers we got registered, what do we have, 12, 13 that are females trying to win that extra $1,000?
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing. I think right now we're up to 12. There's a few more that are not on there that we expect to be there. So I bet we'll have 15 when it's all said and done. You know, I can see it going. There's some veteran lady racers, and maybe somebody will drop down from a higher class into a good race car to try to steal that money at Berlin and Kalamazoo. If we don't pay it out the first couple races at Kalamazoo and Berlin, I can see that Kelly Lilly at the Painesville Speedway may have an opportunity to take that home, because Kelly is very good at those Ohio tracks. She's raced them for a long time. She's getting a lot more competitive at these other tracks that she's only been one or two times, the Kalamazoo's, the Berlin's, the Owasso's. But if we don't see it at Painesville, and nobody has claimed that before our first race, July 6th at Sandusky Speedway, I can see Kelly cleaning that up there. So somebody's going to win it this year. It could be Camille Lewis. You know, there's so many females to name on that, Woody, that it's amazing from the support that we got out of this. So it's bar none a lot more than we expected when we made this announcement. It's blown up, and a lot of other tracks will follow suit with this. So we're excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. And just what someone can take home this week, that weekend, opening weekend, with two back-to-back races to pay $1,000 to win. And then if one of the females can win, it's another $1,000. And then there's other tracks out there that are starting to throw some stuff in. Galesburg Speedway has thrown in $100 to the Kalamazoo race, to the top Galesburg driver. There's going to be a little incentive there. And then, of course, we're looking at sponsors. We picked up Dale McGann, sponsored $100 the other day to help the purse out, because with so many cars, you know, we're going to have a B feature and possibly a C feature. So we're going to help out the drivers. We're looking for more sponsorships.
Absolutely. We did pick up another one as well. I believe it's Third Shift Motorsports put up an additional $100 for both Kalamazoo and Berlin. So that's $300 we're up to at Kalamazoo right now, as the Galesburg Speedway has put up a $100 bonus for the highest finishing bird driver at Kalamazoo. So that was awesome to see. We'd like to see probably about eight more sponsors for those $100. We'll get to work on it. Woody, let's talk a little bit about what that includes. I know we've talked about it in the past. When you get a lot of times when you put money up as a local small business or race team, you don't get a lot of bang for the buck. And we've been guilty of that as well. And it's not intentional. It's just a lot that happens on race day. So we developed this program to make sure that you got a bang for your buck of the $100. Woody, talk a little bit about what we're giving away at Kalamazoo, if you remember. If not, I can help you out with it.
Well, first thing, you know, for a $100 sponsorship, which is not that much, Jason Seltzer and we're going to be announcing the name multiple times throughout the night. You know, most tracks, when you give $100, they may mention your name once or twice, but we're going to make sure Jason really pushes the company's names that help us out. And then Gary has offered us two tickets to everybody that has sponsored. So two grandstand tickets, that's pretty big. You get a lot for your money.
And then between HD Photos and RW Motorsports Marketing, the business will be getting an 8x10 of the event with their logo on it as well, too. So pretty darn cool.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I'm sorry. That's just so many things going on with that $100 sponsorship. Personalized photo, that's not something that most sponsors get. Even if they were to do a whole series, maybe at the end of the season you'll get something for a one race deal for $100. That's just, it's really cool. You can hang in your lobby of your business and let people know that you support local racing.
Absolutely. Well, our guest should be calling in here shortly, Nicole DeVos, the Diva, as they call her, Berlin Raceway regular. will be, I believe, racing at Kalamazoo Speedway full-time in 2018 and also joining the Midwest Compact Touring Series at some races this year as well. Woody, it looks like we have our special guest on.
Yes, we do. We have the one and only Diva, as we call her at the track. Hello, Diva.
Hey, Woody. Hey, Drew.
What's going on, girl?
Oh, you know, just another normal night. Just hanging out.
How is the car coming?
Secrets. Got a lot of new parts ordered and a lot of things that are going to be done to it that a lot of people don't know about. So I'm pretty excited to see what the car is going to do first practice.
When is your first practice?
I think April 7th is the first practice at Berlin.
At Berlin? Is that where you're going to run at when you're not running with the series? You're going to do Berlin, or you're going to come down to Kalamazoo and play, or what are you going to do?
Well, I plan on running as many Midwest shows as I can. For the most part, they're within traveling distance for me. Otherwise, I plan on just kind of running a few races at Kalamazoo, some at Thunderbird, depending on what I'm doing for work, maybe I-96, and some races at Berlin. So I'm just kind of going to be everywhere this year.
I saw I-96 just posted that they are starting early. It's like, what, April 13th or something like that, their first race?
Something like that. It's like the second week of April.
Yeah, that's early. That's more of a Mottville schedule there. You know, when the snow stops flying, Mottville opens up. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Mottville,
I'd like to see you on
practice
dirt.
Last week.
Did they really? I may have to run down there. So, some of the things that I'm filling in for Melinda, who's she owns the International Women's Motorsports Association. She's on vacation right now, plus she's a little under the weather. So I'm taking her spot today. And what we do is we cover a female racer or somebody in the sport for her magazine and for her. And we're going to kick you this week. So some of the questions she always asks is, what got you into racing?
Well, I've been a race fan my whole life. And, when I was little, I always wanted to be a race car driver growing up. When I moved out to Allendale, graduated from Grand Valley back in 2009, and I kind of met just the right people that got me in a car that trusted me to drive at Berlin. So I got started back in 2010 and haven't stopped except when I had my daughter. So
that's cool. So you've raced for a couple of years. You've had your ups and downs. So what is your most proud moment, I guess you would say, in racing?
I would say probably my heat win that I had last year at Berlin. I had such a rough 2 years in 2015 and 2016. 2017 for me started rough as well, and when I got a new car, it was kind of, okay, this is going to be my rebuilding time, and went out for a heat race and just went for it, and that really got my confidence back in myself and my driving skills, and I think that was one of my happiest moments that I've had since I've been racing.
So more of those wins. That's the only win you've had so far?
That was my third win, but just after the struggles that I had, that was probably the happiest that I've been winning a race, even over my first win, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you can overcome major difficulties, it's just so cool. Yes, Drew, you got a question?
No, I was going to say that's three more wins than me and you have combined. So,
well, she's finished a couple of races. I haven't finished a race yet. So I'm one of these days I may jump back into a car and see if I can finish it. But I know I've got plans this year.
We saw your racing skills at, you know, over in Owosso.
Yeah, I did pretty good there. But, you know, that's just for fun. I want to go full size, you know, because I have this problem about keeping cars on their wheels. So I've got a van we're working on for the Enduros, and I may try to see about either putting that outside or finishing a race this year. I'm going out for the excitement. So what
that's
are your...
About. Nicole? Just having fun.
Yeah. Drew?
Nicole, what are some of your marketing partners that you have that help you out for the 2017 season and anybody else joining you for the 2018 season as well?
Good and Tight Graphics. Brad has done my decals on my car ever since I started racing. He does a great job, and he has been with me since the start. HG Photo, Jessica, Josh, they take amazing photos out at Berlin, and she's done my autograph cards for me and does a fantastic job. Last year I had New Life Trucks. They helped me with some parts that I needed for my car. My friend Bruce, he's helped me with the PR side of things. He kind of helps me with my fan page on Facebook, my GoPro stuff, and starting to get the YouTube channel going with the weekly video footage from the race car. And we should have 2 or 3 GoPros in the car this year, so we should have some pretty awesome videos for everybody to see.
That's cool.
Just
make sure that once Woody doesn't really figure out how to fly his drone, that you don't run it over once it lands on the racetrack this year. So.
Well, he's got to make sure he doesn't fly it into a light pole either. So I've seen that happen at Kalamazoo.
Yeah, that was not me. That was the professional pilot at Kalamazoo Speedway. But that's only because they were going backwards, and it's kind of hard to control a drone backwards at full speed. I mean, they did some great footage this year, and I'm going to do some fun stuff, but I don't plan on being in the way of Diva because she will aim for my drone. I know it.
No, I'll be in front of it.
Yeah.
Nicole,
I hope not, because it don't go that fast.
I know how important it is. I see some Facebook posts and comments when your daughter joins you in the pit area at Berlin or any racetracks that you're at. Talk about that experience of being able to bond with her over short track racing and how it makes her actually feel as well to be able to hang out with mom at the racetrack.
I think it depends on the day. Sometimes she'd rather play in the dirt and get dirty, where there's other days she likes helping out with the car and she likes watching the mini wedges that Berlin has. And I cannot tell you how much she has asked me for a mini wedge, which she could honestly start racing this year. But it has been such a blessing to have her there, and I have great support there from Jessica, Marie, who is the wife of one of the guys I race against, Hector Garcia and his family. They've been really good with her, too. So I have a lot of support that watches her while I race. And that puts me at ease when I'm racing and she's out on the pits and I can't be with her. But she's my little crew chief. She helps me out in the shop, and we have a lot of fun together at the racetrack. And it's just great to have those memories, because you see a lot of father-son type memories at the racetrack, and it gives people a different perspective when it's a mother-daughter type deal at the racetrack. So that's pretty cool that we get to have that kind of bond there.
So do you plan on putting her in a car pretty soon?
That depends on money. So
if I had the money,
she could try it.
Yeah, those mini wedges aren't that, they're not cheap cars, and they're a cool little car to get the kids going and started in racing. And it's really cool that Berlin has put that series out the track.
It is. And there's a lot of other tracks. I know I-96 just built a mini wedge track, so they're starting that series there this year as well. And Thunderbird races them, and I know there's quite a few other local tracks that races them. So
that'd be a nice little. Hopefully, they can get a nice little series going or a circuit going to get these kids used to different tracks before they move up into the world. So, are you planning on sticking around in the four cylinders, or do you want to go up to street stocks and sportsmen in the future?
You know, I would love to actually jump in a modified. That's kind of been my goal, is to get in a modified. I know a lot of people want to run, like, late models or the CRA cars. I mean, it would be fun to run a CRA car at some point, but my ultimate goal is a modified. I just think they're a really slick-looking car and a lot of fun. But, again, that all just depends on money. I'm pretty happy with the four-cylinder. It's something I've learned about a lot over the years. I race with a great group of guys and ladies at Berlin, so I'm happy with it. It's just, if someday a modified set in front of me, then you better believe I'd hop right into it.
Those are nice little, okay, little. Those are some pretty fast cars. How about that? I got a few friends that own modifieds, and they moved up from the four-cylinder straight to modifieds. And they said it's a total different way of driving. A lot of guys that leave the four-cylinders say they were fun to drive, but the bigger cars are just a godsend, they said.
They're a lot different to race. So it's just a different driving style. It's a different car, and it'd be a huge learning curve. But I've seen success from guys that started in Berlin that went up.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at even at the other side of town, wow, I am blowing his name. He's going to beat me up. But the Springport and the Spartan Speedway champion, He won both championships this year last year in his modified. Sorry. Go ahead, Drew.
Aaron Taylor.
Yeah, actually, Aaron's going to beat me up for that. I don't know why I'm having a brain fart in his name, but Aaron Taylor won both championships, and he's been in the modified this is the second year, I believe, in the modified. He went from four-cylinder straight to modified and won two championships last year. So that was pretty cool. I'm proud of Aaron for doing that. But we can't wait to see you run Kalamazoo with us. Are you excited about that?
I'm pretty excited. It's going to be my first time racing Kalamazoo. I wanted to race Super Shoe there last year, but my sister decided to get married Super Shoe weekend. I don't know who does that.
It's against the law. You don't get married during the race season.
No, kidding.
Well, we have a question from...
I don't know who does that.
I know. We have a question from one of the Facebook people. Want to know about your scariest wreck.
My worst wreck was actually in 2011. It was during practice. The biggest reason why I hate practice. We did not run receivers during practice at the time, so we had no communication with the track. Went out for practice, found the car. I felt the vibration the lap before, and I was getting ready to pull it in. Snapped between turns 1 and 2 at Berlin. And car went sideways, and I just remember looking out the window. I saw Paul Ritchie coming right at me full speed in the middle of the corner and hit me right on the driver's side, pretty much full speed. There's nowhere for him to go, and I just remember safety crew at my window. I remember the crash, then safety crew at the window, and when I tried getting out of the car, what had happened is my legs had slammed together so hard that they lost feeling in them for about a minute or two. So I was freaking out, thought I broke my leg. But once I got feeling back into them, I climbed out, got in the ambulance, and got checked out. So that was my scariest wreck that I've had. I've had two fires since I started racing, but that wreck is by far the worst wreck I've ever had.
Well, I'm glad you walked away from it and, you know, got back in the car. I want to thank you being here. Go ahead.
I think I was back in the car a week or two later, so.
Yeah. Like I said, I want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to cut you off in a minute because I've got Jason Seltzer on hold for it. But, you know, we've already talked about your sponsors. Is there anybody else before we leave that you want to thank for being a part of your race team, part of your racing life? Or how you got there, anything like that. Anybody want to thank?
Oh, a lot of people. Pretty much everybody I raced with at Berlin. Luke, Marie, Rob, Paul, Garcia, Paul Flanders. Everybody in that four-cylinder class, we're like family. Anything that you need, somebody's there to help you for the most part, and that's been one of my favorite things about Berlin is having that family side there. Jessica and Josh have been there. Obviously, my daughter's there, my family, my parents, and everybody at Berlin, the safety crew, and like I said, I'm really excited to come out to Kalamazoo this year, so make some more friends there.
Well, you've already got a friend. I'm going to be out there every week with you. Jessica
I'll
says
try not to hit
she's
you.
Your. Thank you. I'll be the big fat guy in the yellow vest. Jessica says she is your window net putter upper. So I guess that
she
makes
is.
Her part
she's
of the race team.
She slacks a little bit.
Uh-oh. But I want to thank you for
she
being on
have...
the show.
No, thank you.
Go ahead. All right. I don't want to cut you short.
She can have her job back at Kalamazoo.
All right. She'll be proud of that. All right. Thank you, Diva, for being on the show. I want to bring on the next guest in a second. So thanks a lot.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, we got Jason Seltzer on the line with us right now. Jason, if no one knows Jason, he is the mouth of Kalamazoo Speedway, probably one of the biggest names in the sport. He's up there with some of the best announcers. Is he laughing over there or what?
Yeah. No.
I mean, I'm trying to get something for free. I don't know what. I mean, geez. Jason, welcome to our show.
Hey, man. Appreciate it. Been listening the last 10, 15 minutes, so pretty cool. Andy and me and Ben, we've had some experience doing these shows back in the day with Blog Talk Radio, and always fun to come back home and see what's going on.
Jason,
that's
real
cool.
Quick,
Woody,
hold on 1 minute. We talked about Diva's biggest crash of all time. Well, we got Jason on here. I don't know if he's here today. So we're going to let Jason talk about my crash at Kalamazoo Speedway, if you can call it.
Well, it was one of those things where I won't get into a whole lot of details because I believe I had to sign a waiver to be able to tell this story. But I just remember one night, Andy in a race, and Andy was one of those guys that wasn't a big budget to him. He had a car. He went out and he had fun on the weekends, and that's what racing needs to be. We need more of that, more Andy's. I'll regret saying that one day, but we need more of the people coming out having some fun on weekends, and went down the front stretch, climbed into or grabbed a hold of the wall pretty good, rolled into turn one, and those of you familiar with Kalamazoo, that wall in front of the KTS truck used to not be there, and the backstretch wall wasn't there. Good thing, because Andy would have ended up probably at the Berlin Raceway had it been there. But he went up, grabbed the wall, found the end of it, bounced off. You didn't bounce off the safety truck. You bounced off Marty's track sweeper, I believe, that was parked up on top of the hill, went through a fence, and landed at a awkward angle on the hill. Is that pretty accurate, Drew?
Pretty close. I believe the track truck is still there nowadays. If you look at the front of the tire, it's bent sideways. I was responsible for that. And I couldn't have parked it any more perfect in between the second and third pit area. I ended up over by Big Show. He was pretty close that day to me. Right where Big Show used to park is where I ended up. So thankfully there was nobody standing there, because that could have actually been pretty dangerous. But we talk about it now and kid about it and have fun. I realized my racing career was nothing but, you know, kind of like the Brooklyn Brawler of the WWE. I was just there. But certainly, Jason, let's talk about what you do on Thursday nights. I believe it's moving to Wednesday. You guys are doing something kind of cool. Woody and I have listened to each and every show that you've had so far with Twist Talk.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. Twist Talk Radio stands for This Week in Short Truck. You know, I heard you guys talking. It's going to be a mobile visual version of the Mark Times, and we got some people out there that may not be, you know, your younger fans may not know what Mark Times was, but it was it was the Bible, and it showed up at your house on Wednesdays, if you're lucky, sometimes on Thursdays. And Dick and Pat Beebe put their heart and soul into that newspaper to let everybody know what was going on a weekly basis. The other thing that was really cool about that was you had a lot of the track announcers and keynote people in the sport, and they wrote columns each week, whether it was their racetrack or their views or whatever it was, and you had a lot of personality with that newspaper. We're just looking to bring that back with the digitalization of the world and how that's turned. That unfortunately, you don't have newspapers anymore. They're gone, or they're in the process of, if there are some, I did see a newspaper guy on my way to work this morning. It just is mind-boggling how much the world's changed. So we've got a show. It'll be this week, Thursday, 7 o'clock on Twist Talk. And if you're looking for a link, you can find me on Facebook. You can find Kalamazoo Speedway on Facebook, or you can look for Twist Talk Live on Facebook. It'll have that show pop up right there. You can listen to us live from 7 to 9, something like that. Or you can go back throughout the week, whether you got to drive to a racetrack, whether you got to drive home from work, whether you got a lunch, whatever it is, and you just want to learn some stuff about what's going on. We're going to be bringing in more tracks. We're going to be bringing in drivers and stuff and interviewing them. The most important thing, and it's no different than what you guys are doing, well, it's a little bit different, I guess, because you have a visual aspect of it where this is just obviously all audio. But we want to introduce you guys to drivers. I want Nicole's face on there. I want her talking. I want these girls to be inspired by, I mean, you guys got some neat projects with your $1,000 bonus to win for the first female driver to win an A feature. I think that is super cool. I know Melinda's really excited about that, and it's great. But we need this discussion like you just had with Nicole, and that we've been doing forever with these shows. But we got to – I want it more than what you guys do, how did you do last week, what do you got going on this week. I want to get involved with what do you do outside of work, what are your hobbies, what is – you know, and we got to get ways to connect people with drivers so it's not just a sheet metal hanging on a door with a number and that's how you associate the person with. I want you to get comfortable enough with them to go in the pits after the races. Hey, saw you on the radio show. You were hilarious. I'm your number one fan now because blank, and insert whatever happened on the show. So Buddy's done a really nice job with that. Larry's been a great help. He is our audio visual expert with this. I've got a little expertise in talking too much, obviously, because I haven't shut up for the last 3 minutes. But it's going to be a lot of fun. It sounds like you guys might be coming over to the family. We'll switch to Wednesday night beginning next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is the game plan. That is the game plan, is join you guys on the radio. And when we get on, we're going to learn how not to talk over each other like we keep doing.
Yeah, that can be a bad habit. I'm pretty notorious for doing that. Me and Raver were bad about that. But that happens. It's all about learning when people are done and kind of having a your turn, my turn kind of stance with things. But excited, like you said, it sounds like I don't know anything official. Obviously, Andy or you or both of you guys have been talking to Buddy. So excited to become part of that, and we'll get you in and get you included.
Well, we'll put it this way: there is nothing official. I think Woody seems to think that I'm talking to Buddy, but we've actually been talking to Larry, and it may not be something within the next month. Larry actually wanted to get your show rolling, get comfortable with doing it before they add it to the family. But it's something we had conversations. That's why we keep hanging out here on Blog Talk Radio. We're a package deal. We have Melinda Russell that has her show usually before ours, and I'm actually excited to announce Jason. We've been doing pretty good ratings with our show, and she actually doubled her ratings last week with Natalie Decker. So that was really cool to see. She had over a couple hundred people listen to her show last week, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, you get these all-stars on and these big names, and people, it really draws attention, even the people who may not know what, Midwest Compacts are, may not know what Kalamazoo Speedway is. Raver and I experienced that. We had the opportunity back when, why can I never think of the name of this show?
All the Wild.
Modified Show. What's that?
Oh. All the Wild. I thought that was your show.
No. I know that. No, the TV show from Bowman Gray.
Manhouse.
Yeah, Manhouse. We had Tim Brown on, and we had 2,000 or 3,000 people watching and listening to us at that point. We've had some great numbers through being able to be on demand and having reviews. We're up anywhere from 22,000 people to, I think we had 3,300 a couple weeks back. But that number will grow as our racetracks grow, and this is a new thing coming off the ground. So excited. Probably just bored some people that don't understand what we're doing. But like I said, if you got some time, check it out. It's not going to cost you a dime to watch. It's free. And like I said, whether it's this show, whether it's our show over at with Twist Talk, you're going to learn some stuff and make racing hopefully a little more interesting. So I don't know. Well, Andy, how comfortable are you? I know I heard you said you were busy this week. You were sick 2 weeks ago. Who's buying steak dinner?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's going to be you. I'll tell you, I was sweating bullets this morning when I saw the cabin fever event at Lucas Oil Raceway get canceled this weekend. And I started looking at the CRA Street Stock Sportsman and Board schedule and going, holy crap, there's about one date that will work for this. And that would have been our opening weekend. But I have to give credit to RJ Scott, Steve Boers, and Dan Redman. Don't know if it's by design, but they just completely canned that event this year. They're moving the VCTS race to a race that they already have on the schedule. So it's not conflicted. So you almost got a give me there, because I still think we would have had 40, 45 cars. But we do share some cars between the two series. But I haven't even tapped into that VCTS market, your local market, Jason. So I'm pushing for 60 now that we're at the 50 mark. So.
Okay, it's just steak, all right? Well, I'm not saying we can't have a drink, but the deal is steak dinner, so we'll have to do that. That's no problem. We'll have a good time. But should be fun. I got to give you guys a lot of credit for what you've been doing. And I just heard Woody talking about the $100 bonuses and this track putting up that and this the McGann's putting some money up and yada, yada, yada. That is amazing to add just little slivers of money and get it off that top end and put it in the B's and the C's and, hey, the best finisher from the Galesburg Speedway getting an extra $100. That's really what this is all about. Like I said, it's going out and having some fun. It's trying to keep it off the wall and keep it off the sweeper truck. And don't blast through the fence, but it's about having fun, absolutely. So, Andy, credit to everybody with that staff. I know you said Jessica's been working hard. I know Woody's been working his tail off. And promotion things new to a couple of them people, I'm sure. You've been doing this for a while. But if you got 49 people, I'm going to give you a pat on the back. If you got 51 cars, I'm going to give you a pat on the back and ask you when I got to make that trip to Chicago. So. We'll make it happen.
Fair enough, Jason. Talking about Kalamazoo Speedway, opening night, something I know you're a huge fan of and something I haven't had an opportunity to visit probably in the last, I'm going to say 10 years, I haven't had a chance to get to Kalamazoo on opening night. The Intimidator race, it's back for 2018. Talk about some of the entries there and the Outlaw Late Model for some guys that – because we'll have a lot of guys coming from Wisconsin, Minnesota, that an Outlaw Late Model or a Super Late Model to them is a CRA Super Series template car. Explain what an Outlaw Late Model is a little bit and a little bit about the show.
Yeah, going to be great. Big 5-1 show. We kicked the season off right. Normally the weather is a little bit cool. I mean, it's April. and we're in southern Canada. So it's no secret, but it's a great show. We're going to skip heat races, go right into features. I got five divisions. They're just action-packed. You've got your Outlaw Super Late Models, which are a wedge body. They've got a big slanted nose on them. They just look, I'm going to say, badass. I don't know what your guys' rating is on the show, but there's not too many things in life that look better than a really nice, tricked-out Outlaw Super Late Model. Got a big boxy back end with a huge spoiler in the air, and they're getting around the track 12 and a half, 13 seconds, depending on kind of what tire they're on. They're going to be on a treaded tire this year, but anytime, in my opinion, you can slow the cars down just a little bit, it adds to the racing excitement, and that speaks for your guys' division. And we have two of those. We have an Outlaw front-wheel drive and a Zeus stock class, which are both front-wheel drives, and they are, you know, you go to some tracks and you'll watch, I travel around a lot throughout the summer, and it's too bad because when the premier division gets off the racetrack, it's a lot of people's excuse to hit the restroom, grab a hot dog, start having a conversation behind the grandstands with their friends, and people need to stop and realize and take, you know, you can have a conversation with a friend on a Tuesday night. You can go get a beer on a Thursday with them, whatever it is. But you got a little bit of time every year. And right now you need to, if you sit around and think, man, how long has it been since I've been on a race track? We've got to take advantage of getting these races in and watch everything you can, because every now and then there's going to be somebody coming up through one of these feeder classes and beginner classes, and they're going to be somebody. And I'm looking real forward to it. Late Model Sportsman, sorry, I got off topic. That happens. Go world. Late Model Sportsman, that's our template body division that the guys that are traveling from out of state will be a little bit familiar with. Street Socks, everybody knows what Street Sock is. That's probably the show of the night, maybe. You guys might be able to have something to say about that, but Street Socks are just two and three wide all over that racetrack. There's a ton of talent in that field. Outlaw front-wheel drives and Zeus stocks, all this presented by GT Products, as we have the Intimidator 100, a 100-lap Outlaw Super Late Model feature. Roll-off at 7:30, pit gates will open at 3 o'clock. There'll be tires flying right at 3 o'clock, I guarantee you. The pits will be fun. Take a half day off work if you can. Come out, soak it up. I'm going to say 68 degrees and sunny. I'm going to say cloudy. Give me cloudy, because then that 68 sticks around a little bit. It's a lot harder to get rid of that 68 degrees when there's some clouds in the sky as opposed to a completely sunny day. So we'll get you home 9:30, 10 o'clock, whatever it is, probably closer to 10 o'clock, have you on your way home out to your heated car. But you guys know, any show that Gary Howe puts on and Kalamazoo Speedway puts on, it's definitely worth the price of admission. KalamazooSpeedway.com for the schedule, and just really, really looking forward to it. We're going to have some heavy, heavy hitters. Tyler Roerig, guarantee you he'll probably be there as long as the car is ready, putting some money up, $2,500 to win the Bozells. A lot of rumors go around. It's funny, I've been asked five or six times, hey, did Andy Bozell retire? No, he just got himself a really bad, fast new rocket chair, if you will. He's drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm not going to get into it other than that, but he's excited. Phil's excited. Jeff Bozell is going to be out there. You got three Bozells plus Valerie. She'll be racing in one of our front. I'm sorry. She's got a street stock now. So
yeah.
She's been absolutely amazing in the front-wheel drive classes. She's stepping up, but it will be neat to see all this expand and move on. I can't be more excited about opening night. Just get that smell back in your system.
So I heard you talk about, I heard you talking about your travels, and you're one of those guys that sits down at the beginning of the season and plans your tracks. How many tracks are you looking at hitting this year, Jason?
I over on my clipboard about 20 feet away is my schedule. I haven't officially got it all together yet. I'm normally about 25 or 30 different racetracks, and I'm normally about what I figure out. It's probably, if the weather was perfect all year, I'm going to be about 82, 83 races. My high count is 95. That was a few years ago. That might have been a couple too many. But a lot of fun. Got the privilege to be starting my 18th year at Kalamazoo Speedway, 10th behind a microphone, and that's, if you hate that, blame Andy, because he's the one that started that. I got to give him a lot of credit for that. And my second year at Kokomo, and just having a lot of fun in between on Saturdays, wherever I want to go.
Absolutely.
Good to
well,
see
Jason,
you
up
there.
I appreciate you taking time. I'm just going to talk over Woody. That's how it goes, because we both like to talk. All three of us like to talk. So.
Correct.
I'm excited for opening night, regardless if we have 40 to 60 cars. Just to have Gary Howe open the gates to us. He's been one of the best friends of the Midwest Compact Touring Series. He's always been there. Every one of our drivers, we don't have the Lucas Oils, we don't have the Bristols on our schedules, but the reason why we have 50 cars is not because of what I'm doing. It's because of what Gary Howe has put and done to Kalamazoo Speedway to put it on the map. So we're always blessed and thankful for Gary for allowing us to be on that show. As you know, Jason, there's not very many traveling series that get in through that gate. There might be one auto value sprint show, a CRA show, and a gosh, I don't even know what else is there this year. I think we may be the only other traveling series with them, let alone get two dates in 2018. So that says a lot for what Gary's accomplished there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's had that track for 18 years, and you know, I mean, it was pretty pretty good place before he had it, and it's a really great place now as well. A lot of heritage, a lot of history in that place, and no place I'd rather be on a Friday night for sure.
Well, Jason, we could talk for hours. I appreciate you joining us here today, but it appears that my next guest has joined us from Pennsylvania, so I can't keep him waiting since it's almost bedtime for all of us. Jason, we'll talk soon, and one last plug for Twist Talk Live.
Yeah, Twist Talk Live, it's going to be on tomorrow night. It'll be our final Thursday show, then we'll switch over to Wednesdays. Just get on Facebook and search Twist Talk Live, This Week in Short Track Racing, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, tune in, check it out. We've got a host of racetracks right now that we're covering. The list is growing, and I would like to get the Midwest Compact family a part of that, whether it's now or whether we branch off into shows and can do that. Whatever works for you guys, get out to a racetrack. Bring a friend. Take somebody new to the racetrack. Come off $12 and take them to the racetrack. And you never know. They could fall in love with the sport, and you got a new buddy whenever you go. So appreciate the time, Drew. Appreciate the time, Woody.
Thank you, man.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you. Well, Woody, sounds like we have our next guest on the line. He is pretty awesome to have him. It's pretty cool to see him drive 4 or 5 hours to get to our banquet. Looks like we have Paul Coffler III with us. Paul, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
Ah, we are great. Woody and I, as you can hear, like to talk over each other every time. So we'll try to take a breath in between asking you questions here today. Woody is our marketing director of the traveling series. He is was at our banquet. He was the guy doing all the talking because he does a great job at what he does. So real quick, people don't understand how much geographical territory that we cover with the Midwest Compact Touring Series. Tell our listening audience who you are, where you're from, and before you started racing with us a couple times last year, where you've raced in the past.
Paul Coffler III. I'm from Collinsville, Pennsylvania. I raced at Jennerstown Speedway, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, and Roaring Norbert Motorsports.
Absolutely. That is a pretty awesome racetrack that we went to last year. I've always heard good things about the Jennerstown Speedway. Needless to say, it was not anything that I was expecting. You know, you always expect a great venue. But just having something built into the mountains, having houses in the background, like overlooking the back straightaway, the Jennerstown Speedway Complex is probably one of the premier facilities in the Midwest if you rank them up there.
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the nicest tracks that I was at.
Yes, and unfortunately, we did have a tentative agreement with them this year. Just didn't work on both sides. They had a sponsor come through to put some extra money through, and we are a Hoosier Tire Series, and they are a American Race Tire Series. So logistically, it did not work out this year, but we definitely will open talks early next year to get back in there and talk about some of your marketing partners, because we know that without those guys helping you foot the bill, traveling would not be an option this year. So I know Dad helps out quite a bit, but talk about some of those sponsors that help you with the 48 car.
Got Carry All Products Incorporation, Ed's Equipment in Ohio, Morocco Welding, and Owensville Scrap. And plus my dad and my pap does all the work on the car.
Awesome. So how did you get involved in racing? Was your dad racing and you just were growing up at the racetrack? Is it a relative, a family member? How did Paul Coffler III become a race car driver or want to?
My dad started racing in 99 and it grew into a family thing. And as the original track that we started racing at shut down and we moved to asphalt, it went down to me and my dad. In the last couple of years, it's just been me racing. My dad raced a couple here and there, so it's been an ongoing thing for us.
Absolutely, and you guys have some fast race cars. You guys came out to the Lorain County Speedway, I believe, in Ohio last year. When you're not at a racetrack, what do you like to do? What kind of hobbies do you have? Or are you just a garage rat and in the garage working on the race car at all times?
In the garage, and I'm a volunteer fireman.
That's really cool. So I've always, when I was a kid, my dad was a EMT for Southwest Michigan for almost 40 years, volunteer fireman, ambulance director. It just takes a special person to be able to do that, to put your life on the line and definitely volunteer a lot of time. So props to you for being involved in the community and that. How did you get involved with being a volunteer firefighter?
My wife was one when we got together, and I just joined in with them.
How many years have you been doing it for?
Probably going in 8 years now.
Awesome. So definitely outside of compact racing or four-cylinder racing, who would you say would be an influence on your racing career? It could be somebody that's locally other than your dad. It could be a NASCAR driver while you were growing up. Who would you say was a bigger influence on your racing career?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I have any other one.
Fair enough. I tried to trick that question a little bit, but I don't pay any attention to NASCAR nowadays. It's just not the same. But when you have the Rusty Wallaces, and those were real human beings that wouldn't mind being at a short track on a Friday night or a Saturday night before their racing cup on Sunday. You just don't see that anymore unless you throw $25,000 to get a Kyle Busch to show up.
Yep.
Real quick, what are your plans for the 2018 season?
We plan on running the E-Series with you guys. And the weeks that we're off, we're going to run some dirt track races down Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway.
Awesome. Pittsburgh is a unique city. How far is the Pittsburgh Motor Speedway from actual downtown Pittsburgh?
It's actually from downtown, it's probably 15 minutes. Like, then from the airport, it's probably 5 minutes.
Pittsburgh is actually one of the coolest places I've ever been to. I've been there a couple times. Just you get an opportunity, anybody that's never been to Pittsburgh, especially go down along the Riverwalk around where PNC Park is, the football stadium, the casino, the Robert Clemente Bridge. It's just an a really cool atmosphere down there. Before we let you go, Paul, tonight, certainly we talked about Dad's a big supporter of the racetrack or race team. Is there anybody else that you want to open up and say thank you to, or that's a part of your team?
Thanks to all my sponsors and my family for everything they do and support me.
Absolutely. The final question I'll leave you with is, who is going to win the $1,000 on opening night for the E-Series on May 5th? This is an easy one for you.
Hopefully me.
Awesome, Paul. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you soon at Painesville Speedway May 5th, and good luck for the 2018 season.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. That was Paul Coffler III, the Midwest East Ohio driver. So, Paul, thank you for joining us tonight. Woody, that was a pretty cool show so far tonight. We got the mouth that talked about 4 hours tonight. Diva told us a lot about her racing expectations for 2018, and it's always nice to meet a new face, and I would have never thought or guessed that Paul was a volunteer fireman, so that was kind of cool to get out of that conversation as well.
Yes, I mean, I like what Jason talked about is not just finding out what the drivers are doing in the cars or around the cars, but finding out what's going on in their lives. A lot of times we sit there and we see the drivers at the track, and we may talk to them quite a bit. We know nothing about them.
Absolutely. So, looks like we still got somebody hanging around, Woody. I think we should bring a mic on for a few minutes and talk to him, because it's always good to chat racing.
I don't think he knows, but he's live on the radio right now.
Oh,
wow. Turn him on without telling him. Oh,
God,
Jason, you're there?
What's happening?
We threw you back out. We saw you there, and we were like, you know.
Just for the warning, I'm past my two-drink minimum at this point, so you're on your own.
I was going to say, I think Jason's been drinking. The drinking's fine. It's when you get the poker chips in your hand.
I have about 13 of them in my hand right now. It helps with stress. I'm not banging them against it. I had them on my desk, and I kept banging them that way, so that's what you guys are hearing. So, I didn't know this damn microphone was that good. Anyway.
Well, last week you were playing with them like crazy last week on your show.
Yeah, Jessica yells at me, quit doing that. I'm like, crap. Okay, and I apologize. And everyone's like, yeah, it was pretty annoying, but we just let you go for a while. Oops.
I think you're going to end up having the show at your little poker table behind you, too, one of these days. We're going to
Yeah, that'd be fun to have a poker game and do the show during it.
Absolutely, Jason. The reason why we pulled you back here, you have a lot of stories. You've been to a lot of racetracks, a lot of fun times on the road. Me and you have had a lot of experiences in racing, so you know me better than probably a lot of people within our traveling series. So I'm opening this up. I always put people on the bubble here, kind of say a little bit too much more than what I should about some certain situations. So fire away. If you got an Andy Jack story that comes to mind, it's free game. So here you go. This is the only time I give you a lot of crap. So this is the only time I'm going to give you an open mic.
Huh. It's got to be, who were we working for? We were working for Kevin at M40. And after it was end of the year deal, I can't tell. It was a combination between jumping off the 7-Eleven pop machine into a table WWE style, or you magically agreeing for some reason to get into a trash can. Or whatever the hell you guys call these up in Michigan, what a Herbie, and letting us pull you around on a golf cart through the parking lot. I believe at one point we hit a bump and you fell, and then the trash landed on top of you. I'm not sure when they were ever cleaned out, but it's just, you've been a good sport. You're a good friend. You're fun to hang out with. You've been busy and been in Chicago recently. And like you said, you haven't been to Kalamazoo a whole lot unless the show brings you in, and not completely understandable, especially with Friday nights and getting off work and getting in town. But you're good for the sport, and it's fun. I'm excited about what you guys are doing, and I'm not trying to kiss your butt. I'm looking forward to this. You got a great team that's helping me out, making this all work. So it'll be fun. If I got to buy a steak dinner at Ditka's, here's the deal. If we go to Ditka's, I'm wearing my Detroit Lions stuff.
I'm wearing my Detroit Lions stuff there, too, so it's all good.
All right.
Hey, you should see all the nasty looks I get getting off the train wearing my U of M, my Detroit Tigers, my Detroit Lions and Red Wings stuff that I have here in the city. So the one thing you forgot to mention, Jason, is I was actually eating a chicken salad sandwich while riding around in the Herbie that I distinctly remember you intentionally dropped behind the golf cart.
We didn't drop you behind the golf cart. Yeah, I forgot that you were eating riding around in the Herbie. So I just want you guys to picture that in your head. It was not the best decision in the world. There's another M40. We won't bring that up. But like I said,
Let's say there used to be a condiment cart there, too, and somebody decided to drive a golf cart into the back of it while I was inside of it. That's another story.
Yeah, that happened, too. That's the whole thing, guys. And if you're still listening, obviously we've got some people that are a little bit other than race fans, we need that. You need to stick around. I'm not saying destroy stuff after the races. I don't want that. A lot of these pits are open after the racetrack. Races are over. And go down and meet some of these drivers and take the kids with you. And I guarantee you, I'm telling you, you're not going you will not have to ask more than one driver if they care if that kid gets in that car, and that creates an experience. And then now that little kid who might not have been exactly sold and understood all what's going on, but got to sit in a race car and got to put that, fasten that steering wheel down and couldn't see over the dashboard. You've got to do that with these kids. It's not going to cost you a dollar more after the races to go down. The kid might be up a little past his bedtime. Hey, good news. They might sleep in a little bit more on Saturday or Sunday morning. You might get an extra hour of sleep. We have to make unique experiences. We have to make it where the racing is almost secondary. It's about groups of people. Like I said earlier, find somebody new to take with you. Find a bunch of people. I don't care if you got to take three cars. I don't care if gas is $4 a gallon. I don't think it will be, but back a couple of years ago when it was $4 a gallon, find some people, load some cars up. If a track will let you bring some beverages in and a cooler, cool. If they don't, save a little bit of allowance up, ask the wife for a couple extra dollars, whatever it is, and go make an experience out of it. And there'll be racing too. Like I said, that doesn't mean when that division comes up that you don't care about, that you should go find something else to do. Take in every second of it you can, because there's a really lousy seven-month period around this time of year that makes us really, really miss that. And I'd watch Andy Jack race himself in a go-kart right now just to have that feeling back. So it is what it is, but like – sorry. You guys got to help me out.
I was gonna say that was pure dedication there. So, Jason, real quick, you hit on a key thing, promoting the sport to the youngsters, something that we have really pushed. One thing we did at Owosso Speedway last year, Woody took the opportunity to design some cards and autograph cards, and our traveling took the opportunity, along with Woody RW Motorsports Marketing, and printed off probably 50 or so cards for each driver and handed them out at the Owosso Speedway for their autograph session. So you got to do stuff like that as a series, as a track. A lot of people, you know, we always say take down the fence so they can see you without your helmet on is the biggest thing of getting those. So Woody can testify, and Jessica can. At Berlin Raceway, they've done some autograph sessions, and they were making it voluntary. I was going through the pits. There's a lot of my guys, you know, they do travel a lot of time. They do spend time with their families. So they don't really necessarily want to go out there when they don't have to, but I was pretty vocal about telling them if they wanted to start in a position in the future that they go out there and participate in the autograph sessions. And then when they go out there, they just relish in the experience. So not only for the young race fan, but for the teams itself, it's very self-rewarding. Woody, you've been awful quiet over there. What's going on?
Kind of hard to get a word in edgewise between the two of you.
Ouch. Woody, you got the floor. What's up?
Oh, man, I'm just in awe of these stories that I never knew that Drew had in him. We may have to try to relive some of those this summer, I think.
Hey, Jason, real quick, I don't mean to cut you off.
He ignores it.
talk about the same night that we had the Herbie experience, we thought it would be a good idea to go to the casino. And I think you were pretty much the only one that hadn't been drinking at that point with the security guards. Remember that?
Yeah. And then we were having a good time. I was walking out, and he looks at my feet, and everybody that knows me knows that I talk a lot better than I walk, which is probably a good thing. but he's like, he better not be driving. And I was the sober one out of everybody. I think I lost most amount of money, but I don't know. Hey, speaking of casino, you guys are talking about hotels with the travel. A lot of these guys that are traveling around, especially out of the state, probably have an RV or some kind of something they could sleep in. Good stopping place halfway to see Kalamazoo and Berlin Raceway is Gun Lake Casino. They got plenty of room. You could leave the camper out in the parking lot, go in, have some fun. And that's, I don't care. I go to Gun Lake. I'm not sponsored by them or trying to plug them, but you know, you could save a little bit of money if you needed to. I know you guys are working hard on some hotel rooms, but if they're hard to find, nothing wrong with taking your winnings and trying to double down in the casino.
Absolutely, Jason. And Woody and I were just there. It was actually my first trip back since the last time I left in a cop car there. So that experience went pretty well last time. So
And then he talked me into it on the road. I was having a bad day, and he goes, "Aren't you by the casino?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Stop by." So he cost me another $20 there.
Well, you know, getting opportunities like this, just, you know, chatting it up, talking about short track racing and having fun, these are what these radio shows are about, promoting the sport. You know, Jason, I give you a lot of shit, but certainly I enjoy everything that you do. I'm glad that you found a home at Kokomo Speedway, Kalamazoo Speedway. Probably one of the most sought-out announcers. You've come a long way. Me and you were both we had a lot of fun on the internet radio show. We got to give a lot of credit to Steve Brown from M40 Speedway and South Bend Speedway. That gave us this opportunity and really, I think, got us both out of our skin to open up a little bit and have fun with Ted Beebe on those weekly radio shows. It was a lot of fun to do that.
Absolutely, it was. You learned so much in just horsing around and having fun. And, you know, Tom Hartzell couldn't be there one night. You took over the PA duties. I had no idea what I was doing. I'm like, you want me to sit in a box with a microphone and talk to myself about what's going on? And he said, yeah. And I'm like, whatever, I'll be there. So drove up. Internet connection was about at M40, and I think it still is. But anyway, and the mic, we couldn't get that to work. The microphone was sitting there during intermission, just laying there. And I said, "You care if I pick this up?" And we just had some fun, and it created something that I never thought would happen. You know, I got into this working at a racetrack thing, wanting to be a flagman, watching Ralph Yarborough for years and years and years, and it was just so much fun. So. Really, really looking forward to continuing to grow. I travel a lot, like I said. And let's talk real quick, social media. We got to take better care of this sport, people. Quit bitching when something doesn't go right. You got to, if something goes right and it's great, get on Facebook, brag about it, whatever you want. If something goes wrong, find the track's Facebook page, find the track's website, go to the Contact Me page, find the track promoter, send them a message. Let them learn and try and correct it before we just kill the sport any more than it already is. We have to do a better job about that. It's ridiculous what happens on social media and how bad. You're trying to get these friends to come out the racetrack. Oops. Well, Andy cussed too. Jessica's yelling at me because I've cussed a couple times.
yeah, she's going off on me.
the old Blog Talk Radio, that's all we do. Well, this was like a PG show for us. But you're right. I do apologize. Sometimes you got to be outspoken, and sometimes I got a lot of passion for the sport, and I got a lot of love for fans and drivers and everybody that makes this work. It's we do have to take a lot better care of this this sport for sure. Nicole yelled at me about something, and I'm going to bring this up real quick. Talking about getting to know drivers and getting out of that sheet metal with numbers on it. If you're looking for something to fun to do this weekend, Saturday, March 24th, sorry, I'm going to go with this real quick. I didn't approve it. 4:30 to 9:30 over at Tough Coat Custom Powder Coating. That's up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Brett Hook's place. They've got a cornhole tournament. If you're good at cornhole tournament, if you're good at cornhole or you're good at a little bit of BSing or you're good at having fun or you're a little bit in a shell and you just want to have some fun, and get to know some people, stop out. I imagine Travis Allberg's going to be there, and he's probably going to make everybody else look really bad because that kid's really good at cornhole. But I guarantee you're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to benefit the Kalamazoo Cares for Kids. It's a thing that Kalamazoo Speedway started. They raised the money throughout the season, and a bunch of money. We had $10,000 2 years ago. I don't exactly know last year's number, but they go out after Thanksgiving and just buy Christmas presents like crazy, give it to a lot of families in need that are unable to make it all work. All the information is at Kalamazoo Speedway on our Facebook page, but it is this coming Saturday, 128 entries, so the first 64 teams get signed up, and right now it looks like we've got 36 people signed up. There's much room for more, but it's got the list of everybody that'll be there. And you can, go meet Ben Raber or go meet the Rosner gang. They're going to be there. Bubba Brooks is going to be there. Matt Corliss and a host of other people. A lot of fun and a good way to raise the money. All the information, I won't bore you because I've been talking too long again. But all that information is at Kalamazoo Speedway's Facebook page, and it goes to a really good fund, a really good cause. There'll be a 50-50. There are prizes that go with it, some sky boxes for Kalamazoo Speedway, and come have some fun.
Absolutely, Jason. Gary Howden and Donna and Sarah Porter do a lot for the Kalamazoo Cares program. You don't see a lot of promoters giving back, so it's a great cause. There's probably a 10% opportunity. You may see me there this weekend. I'm actually coming up to the Michigan area this weekend. I don't get a lot of time to spend with my family, so hopefully I will get away for a few minutes or bring them along and have some fun. One last thing I'll leave you with, Jason, is I don't think we told you who your co-announcer is for the Midwest Compact Touring Series race. Do you have an idea who that might be?
Well, I would assume you're going to be busy.
Yep.
I don't know. Who is it?
It seems how we got in trouble last time he announced for me, so we're going to bring him down to Kalamazoo Speedway. It's Mr. Tim Horvath.
All right, yeah. Horvy, he's always good. He grabs a microphone, seems like all the time with you guys up at the Berlin Raceway. He's always good. Super Shoe Nationals grab a microphone. Very, very entertaining, and does he gets the sport. Does a great job with what he does with Horvath Design, and really looking forward to working with Timmy.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, thank you for taking time to kill some time with us here on our radio show. We'll definitely, in the near future, hopefully soon, be joining you over at the other network, the Twist Talk Live. because we truly believe the Facebook thing is the way to go. That's the original reason why we left Redline Radio, because that was kind of in our forecast and we were kind of in limbo. And it's always fun to get on Blog Talk Radio. There's not any censors on here. You can say what the heck you want, unless our boss is listening. As always, maybe sometime soon we'll get you back on here. No matter what, you know, these bets between you and I, a lot of times we probably won't even pay them off. It's just about having fun in the sport and certainly encouraging each other to bring it on. So thanks again, Jason, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Sounds good. I'm last one to Taco Bell buys, all right?
Fair enough. I'll get the $5 big box for you.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Have a great rest of the show, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thanks,
man.
Jason.
Have a good one. Well, that was pretty awesome, Woody. I'll let you give you a few. We got 8 minutes left here in our show tonight, so I think Jason took up about 73 minutes of the 90 minutes tonight, so I think it's about time to give you some limelight. What's going on over at RW Motorsports Marketing?
Well, we're getting ready for the race season. We've got doing a ton of race car designs for us. We're nowhere near what the Horvath is, but I've got five Sportsmen I'm working on doing the graphic design, getting them wrapped up. I just picked up another Sportsman out of Spartan. We've got a cool pony stock we're going to do over at Galesburg for the kids. Getting ready, I got to start doing some hero cards because, you know, a lot of these tracks you get about 2 or 3 weeks into the season, and they want to throw an autograph session out there. And so I know Jessica is going to agree with me. We are running around the chickens, our head cut off that first few weeks, getting some great shots of the car, trying to get some good stuff out for the drivers to hand out. We're also working on what we're going to do for the whole season. I know last year we did not put out coloring books, and a lot of people asked for those. So we're, you know, trying to get prepared for putting coloring books out again this year and some new products. And, of course, working with the Midwest Compact Touring Series. And I'm helping out Kim from Kiss Photography, doing graphic design for her. So we're going to be one busy season this year for me.
Absolutely. I want to give Jessica a little plug out to HD Photos. She does a great job at the Berlin Raceway. Between you and her, we have a lot more races covered this year with the Midwest Compact Touring Series. You guys both have commitments to your tracks, but we do visit them, and sometimes Jessica will have a free Friday night that she can come join us at some of our Friday night races this year and have some fun. So a big shout out to Jessica and HD Photos. Also, it's about getting that time. I'm going to have to start reaching out to Tim Horvath. We mentioned him here just a few minutes ago with Horvath Design. We're really excited to see what he's going to come up with our T-shirts. I think he told me my bill's probably going to be close to about 10 grand by the time we're done. I about had a stroke when he said that, but hopefully I don't have to dust off my wallet too much. So big thank you for Tim for being a big part of our touring series this year. Adam's Auto came aboard, Woody. Something we're going to hopefully get out a little bit more information here shortly. You know him. He's a good friend of our series. He's one of the original founding members of the Midwest Compact Touring Series. Talk about Powerstream TV and Patrick McLemore a little bit. One of our new sponsors this year.
Yeah, Patrick and I have been friends for, 6, 7, 8 years now, and introduced me to Powerstream TV last year. And what it is I cut the cords, no longer watch. I don't have Netflix. I don't have Hulu. I don't have to have my DirecTV, my Dish. I don't have to have those bills. I have an insurance policy on my system that I got from Patrick. I pay $10 a month. I get it insured. I got it updated. Every 18 months, I get a new box. And I get to watch all the TV shows, all the movies. Pay-per-view, we were watching the Rattler last weekend. That was a very good race. We talk about short track racing. Some of these series can put on a really boring race, and we're talking NASCAR here. But when you get down to what the Rattler was, and when Burton won that race, that was just to the wire. It was a great race, and I'll only watch it on Powerstream TV. I'm going to try to get Patrick on board and actually have him come on the radio show and talk about it there, but we have some of the units available, part of a package deal. We've worked with him. So if anybody's interested in learning how to cut the cords, save money. I tried sitting down and figuring out because I don't have to go to movies anymore. I don't have to rent DVDs for my daughter, and we get to watch all the TV shows she wants. She can say, I want to watch Coco, or I want to watch Frozen. And I can sit there, and we don't have to go to the video store anymore. I figure I'm saving anywhere between $1,500 and $1,800 a year, Patrick has showed me. So if anybody's interested, get with me, get with Drew. I will set up a home visit if I'm in the area. I'll show you how the system works and get you guys to cut the cord, join the revolution.
Absolutely. I probably owe Jessica about $20 now because I keep using absolutely and But some of our other sponsors that are coming aboard this year, actually a big thank you to Dave Hartman and Premier Carpentry and Painting, I believe June 24th at Spartan Speedway. We'll have the Marsha Fazell Memorial Race. They are a big sponsor of that. We'll be working on some details for that. Also, Redline Radio, a big thank you to Radio Dave. He is a big, very instrumental in us doing this radio show. It was just real hard for us not being in studio with him to be able to be on the same page. They do great work. Check them out, Redline Radio. They are a huge supporter and sponsor of our series. Also, My Race Pass, beautiful new website. I see Jessica has updated the hotels that are there. So go to MidwestCompacts.com and see the suggested hotels that we have for the April 27th and 28th race. Also, a big, big supporter and has made this radio show so much and what she does in the action, the International Women's Motorsports Association, Melinda Russell, huge sponsor and supporter of our series. We could not do it without them. And as well, another good friend of yours, Woody, Dave the Wave. Talk about him and Let's Race Magazine a little bit.
Dave the Wave has the passion that we have. That's one of the cool things about people that work for the series, people that come on board like Jason. We have passion, and Dave the Wave Bowen has the passion. He has a online magazine where he actually will go off every other month and do printed subscriptions where he gives away. Let's Race Magazine.com or Let's Race Mag.com. We'll have him on the radio show again. We had him on a few weeks ago. He's doing a great thing with sponsorship. You can look him up on Facebook. He's going to give away a $5,000 sponsorship. The passion that he has, the time that he puts into it, the energy the man has, I can't keep up with him. When I get to hang out with him, which I do about once or twice a year, hang out for the weekend with him, I am whipped. That man is just everywhere. He's a valuable asset, and he's a valuable asset to us. And we're going to do a lot more with the Let's Race magazine.
That is very true. Dave's a great guy. A couple quick plugs. Don't forget tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Twist Talk Live. Find him on Facebook at Twist Talk Live. A couple new tracks joining. I believe the Angola Motorsports Speedway has joined them, as well as the Hartford Speedway. They're signing up new tracks on a daily basis. It's a great show. A lot of announcers, a lot of insight. They do a great job over there. Monday nights, the Vores Compact Touring Series, they do their Vores Compact Racing Report. You can find it on their Facebook and website for a link. It's on Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget to support them as well. What do you got, about a minute? So anything in closing here today?
Don't forget about Melinda's radio show, hour before ours.
Absolutely. That's $8 now. Yeah. I don't know who she'll have for a guest, but Melinda did a tremendous job last week with Natalie Decker. Couple hundred people actually listened to that show, almost doubled, if not doubled, what we actually had on our show last week. So Melinda, tremendous job with what she does. Woody, take her home.
Well, this is Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series, with your guest, Drew Jack, and myself. We want to thank you for being part of the show, and we'll see you next week. You're listening to Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series. All the compact racing news in one spot. with your hosts, Drew Jack and Woody.